I'm Neil Carter, the pastor at Rocky River Presbyterian Church. Thank you for joining us through our podcast. Let me extend a personal invitation as well to join us at RRPC in person on Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. This is the Easter season. We explore together resurrection hope as a people of faith. The Lord has risen. The Lord has risen indeed. May you be renewed and empowered, comforted and challenged as we listen to and for God's Word together today.
Welcome to Rocky River Presbyterian Church and our Wednesday evening time of devotion and Bible study. Tonight we're in Matthew 22 verses 34 through 40. Listen to and for God's Word this evening. When the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, a lawyer, asked this question, and it was to test him. "Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest?" And Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment. And a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." So at this point in Matthew, the different religious and political leaders are questioning, as we are told, to trip Jesus up. They want to get him into a situation where he is at odds with the government or he's at odds with the people. On the surface, this question, which is the greatest commandment, doesn't seem like much of a test. But remember this, the Ten Commandments, or the Ten Instructions of the Law, had now been expanded by Jesus' day to 600 plus commandments or ideas or instruction. So distilling 600 plus down to one could be rather difficult. This would be a hotly debated issue in that day. Again, remember, they're hoping to try and trip him up. So if he picks a law that others may think is not as important, that might be an issue for discussion amongst the people, because some of their folks felt that all of the laws were equally important and others felt like some were more important than the others, just like any other day. This first commandment that Jesus points to comes from Deuteronomy 6, 4 through 7. "Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. Keep these words that I am commanding you today in your heart. Recite them to your children and talk about them when you are at home and when you are away, when you lie down and when you rise up." For those folks of the Jewish faith, this passage of Scripture from Deuteronomy is known as the Shema. Shema is Hebrew for "hear," "hear, O Israel." And this is a prayer that's extremely important to them. "Hear that your Lord God is one God, and to worship God with all that you have, everything you are." And also, it's important, as you heard, for them to pass this on to their children. Think about this day and night. Dwell on these words and worship God with everything you have, and then our duty is to pass it on. But Jesus doesn't stop there. He adds Leviticus 19:18. "You shall not take vengeance or bear a grudge against any of your people, but you shall love your neighbor as yourself, for I am the Lord." Jesus is countering here that we can love God in some ethereal way over here and not pay attention to those around us over here. That we can't just love God and say our prayers and have our scripture reading and gather in this room and sing our hymns together and then avoid having any kind of compassion and notion for those whom God has created right around us. These two things can't be separated, loving God and loving neighbor. These are two interdependent actions on our part. So for Christians, these are like the Shema, Hear, O Israel, but we are to recite these and keep these in our heart and share them with our children and dwell on them all the time. Love God with everything that we have and everything that we are, and love our neighbors as ourselves. We are to teach this to our children. We are to live this as individuals, as families, as a community. We are to love, we are to encourage love, we are to build our community on love. Theologian Douglas Hare writes this: in an age when the word love is greatly abused, it is important to remember that the primary component of biblical love is not affection, but commitment. He also goes on to say, warm feelings of gratitude may fill our consciousness as we consider all that God has done for us. But we must remember Deuteronomy 6:5 is not talking about warm feelings, but stubborn, unwavering commitment. To love a neighbor, and that also means including our enemies, does not mean to feel affection for them, but to imitate God in taking their needs seriously. So what Jesus is saying is that we worship God with all that we have and all that we are. We come together, we read our scripture, we pray our prayers, we sing our hymns together, and we love God, showing our stubborn, unwavering commitment to God. Then, to seal the deal, we show our serious, stubborn, unwavering commitment to each other and to love our neighbors, including our enemies, which means we show how much we care for them by taking their needs seriously. And may we do just that as individuals, as families, and as a congregation, Rocky River Presbyterian Church. May we love God with everything that we have and all that we are. And may we show that love in a tangible way by taking the needs of our neighbors, even our enemies, seriously. Thanks for being with us this evening for our Wednesday evening time of devotion and our time of Bible study. Remember, be safe and be well. And love God with all that you have and all that you are. And love your neighbor as yourself. And that is being the church.